This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Catherine.
In today's programme, we're talking about antonyms.
Antonyms are words with opposite meanings.
Like big and small.
Fat and thin. We're going to give you lots of examples of antonyms today, and we'll give you a top tip for improving your vocabulary.
So let's start by listening to someone called Ruth. She's shopping and trying on shoes.
While you listen, think about this question. What colour are the two pairs of shoes with heels?
Here's a selection.
I'll try these on first. They're a bit uncomfortable. Too tight.
Okay, try these. They're the next size up.
They're a little more comfortable, but they're too wide at the back and they feel a bit loose. I've got very narrow feet.
What about the flat ones?
They look a bit old-fashioned.
These dark blue ones with the heels are really popular at the moment.
Yes, they're quite trendy, but I think I prefer the light blue ones. Actually, the dark blue ones are quite nice. Oh, I'm so indecisive.
So that was Ruth shopping there. And we asked you, what colours were the two pairs of shoes with heels?
And the answer is, one pair was dark blue and one pair was light blue.
Dark and light are antonyms. Here, they're describing two different shades of blue.
Now, we often find antonyms when we're comparing things. So listen to this clip for some more opposites.
They're a bit uncomfortable. Too tight.
Okay, try these. They're the next size up.
They're a little more comfortable, but they're too wide at the back and they feel a bit loose. I've got very narrow feet.
So we had tight, spelt T-I-G-H-T, meaning fitting too closely.
And we had the opposite, loose, spelt L-O-O-S-E, meaning not fitting closely.
Ruth also said that one pair of shoes were too wide because she's got narrow feet. So wide, spelt W-I-D-E, means the space from one side to the other is bigger than usual or bigger than comfortable. Narrow, spelt N-A-R-R-O-W, means the opposite. The space from one side to the other is smaller than usual or smaller than comfortable.
There were two other words that are opposites, comfortable and uncomfortable. The difference between these two words is just two letters, U and N, which form the prefix un.
And in English, we often use the prefixes un, in, spelled I-N, and dis, spelled D-I-S, to make antonyms. If we put one of these prefixes at the start of the word, it can change the meaning of the word to its opposite.
So Ruth said that she was indecisive. By adding the prefix in, I-N, to the word decisive, which means being able to make decisions easily, we make indecisive, which has the opposite meaning, not being able to make decisions easily.
What are you, Finn?
I'm a little indecisive, I must say.
Are you sure about that? Not really.
Very good.
Let's have another short clip with two more antonyms. Can you spot them?
What about the flat ones?
They look a bit old-fashioned.
These dark blue ones with the heels are really popular at the moment.
Yes, they're quite trendy.
So we had old-fashioned and trendy.
You describe something as old-fashioned when it looks like it's from a time in the past.
Whereas something that's trendy is modern, up-to-date or cool.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about antonyms, which are words with opposite meanings.
The prefixes un, in and dis are often used to make antonyms, for example, decisive and indecisive. Now, all the words we've seen earlier are adjectives, but other parts of speech can be antonyms.
So you can have verbs like ask and answer.
Which is what we're going to do now because it's time for a quiz. So what is the opposite of the word tight? Is it A, loose, or B, narrow?
The answer is A, loose.
Well done if you got that right. Number two, trendy. Is the opposite A, modern, or B, old-fashioned?
It's B, old-fashioned.
That's correct. And number three, comfortable. Is the opposite A, discomfortable, or B, uncomfortable?
And the answer is B, uncomfortable.
And that's the end of the quiz. So well done if you got them all right.
And now here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. When you learn a new word, have a look in the dictionary to see if there's a prefix that will help you make the opposite word.
Yes, and that way you can get two words for the price of one.
Bargain.
Absolutely. There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6 Minute Vocabulary.
Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Vocabulary
from the BBC.